But what do we make of today's big National Party announcement? Was it so big? Were we surprised? Here to talk to us about this, our good friend who is also our talkback host on Monday and Tuesday nights. He's got a big following, so I'm hoping some of his mates will ring me up tonight. Matthew Tukaki, me tuku mihi ki a koe. Thanks for joining me.
Kia ora.
Hey.
Oh, good to hear you on Thursday night, eh? Thursday talkback.
I know, and I'm really hoping, can I just say that you on Monday and Tuesday night, wow, just wow. You know, we haven't had that kind of talkback, you know, callers calling in since the halcyon days of Sir Jackson and, you know, Te Tawhai Haruera, you know, way back then. So thank you very much for allowing our whānau to come back on air to have a chat. Lovely.
What a I must admit, I've been having a ball of fun, absolute ball of fun. And for me, one of the trade-offs is my pronunciation in Te Reo Māori is getting a good bloody going at. And I'm able to bring to light stories as well as talk back. So the Inspiring Māori series, it's a privilege to be on radio, eh? You know this. And if our whānau can get engaged and ring in or whatever, then my goodness, that's just an absolute bonus. But yeah, it's wonderful to be back on here.
Yes, that's right. It's a privilege to be able to be let into the lives of our whānau. That's how I see it.
Yeah.
That, you know, every day is a privilege to be able to speak with our leaders, those that, you know, that we look to for guidance, and also to everyday whānau who are out there and let us into their lives. It's a real honour, real honour.
That's right.
So talking about honour, it's an honour to be a leader of a party, regardless of what colour it is, eh, Matthew? But look happened today, eh? What do you make of it? Goodbye, Judith.
Well, you know,
goodbye, Simon.
When you jump on a ship full of pirates, somebody's going to get a necking and walk the plank. And the sad thing is, this country deserves a functioning opposition. Whatever people might think about the National Party, the reality is, if they don't sort themselves out, we're going to be dealing in opposition with David Seymour and the ACT Party, for example. And so the grand old party, so to speak, needs to sort itself out. But more importantly, it was a bad move to put Judith Collins in there in the first place. And for Māori, she has not exactly been a friend of ours. She has come up with this and led this strategy out about her puapua, which we all know was never government policy. She has railed against the Māori Health Authority and Tamir. So it is no surprise that she's the one that walked the plank on the good ship Lollipop.
Mm. Yeah, look, you know, look, wasn't that just an implosion, though? So she says to Simon Bridges, you know, you have been demoted, and then, you know, it's going to go to, we're going to talk about you tomorrow in the caucus, and what happens is, you know, it's flipped on its head and she's been asked to leave.
Right.
It was interesting because it looks as though Simon Bridges wanted to talk to her on the Wednesday. What day is it today?
Yeah.
Thursday. Wednesday in the morning, wanted to call a caucus meeting to have her, to tell her that he has enough numbers. Please step aside or be pushed. And she wouldn't call that meeting. She wouldn't call the meeting. So she called his bluff, said that he'd been demoted, said that the board was supporting her. That wasn't the case at all. And kaboom.
Well, she was outmaneuvered. And this has been coming for quite a while. I mean, Simon was always gearing up to make a run at the party leadership, or at least call the vote on in the party room. And I've spoken to a couple of National MPs off the record today, just about the events that unfolded. I mean, the first mistake that Judith made was rustling something up from 2016. Irrespective of the allegation that has been put, it was already previously known what he had said. He'd previously apologised for it. There was no smoking gun. No, it might be abhorrent to hear the words come out of Simon's mouth again about what he actually said, but number one, there was no smoking gun. Number two, she rustled something up from 5 years ago. And number three, she confected this statement that apparently the board of the National Party unanimously agreed. It emerged today in an email out to members that no, it didn't happen that way, and it wasn't unanimous at all. She then went and flicked the switch in the dead of night, as MPs hadn't even left the building yet, which also, that was a tactical wrong move, because members were still in the building. And so they've obviously got together, some of them. They haven't procrastinated overnight. They've then gone into their respective corners. And unfortunately, these groups cohabitated in their own factional corners, but none of them were supportive of Judith Collins. And then, as we saw this morning, out came Simon Bridges, thrown into the neck of it, fronted the media as he walked into the Parliament building. And there was meant to be a press conference scheduled for 10 a.m. this morning. That didn't happen. It didn't happen because, they were still in caucus. Now, once you're half an hour over your deadline for calling a media brief, you know something's going wrong. And that's when the texting started happening in the caucus room and people are starting to move. And as the hour went on, it became even clearer. Judith was never going to emerge out of that party room. But, what it has shown, though, this all goes back to the polls on the weekend. The polls on the weekend were really interesting. It showed that Labor and the Greens had remained stable in their vote. The National Party, on the other hand, had lost a percentage of its vote, and that vote had essentially gone to the ACT Party. So the left and the centre-left were stable, but the real movements were going on between National and ACT, and National were bleeding more votes to ACT. And so I think members were probably thinking, yeah, something's got to give here, because we can't continue bleeding our base to the ACT Party if we're going to take on the government in 2023. And the other stand, if there can be a standout performer, Claudette, in this entire nonsense and hoo-ha and hooerism, call it what you will, it's Shane Levetti. You know, he's come through as a diplomat. He's not wanting to seize power for himself. But he's come through. He's going to be the interim leader until this gets sorted out on Tuesday. But geez, I would have thought the caucus should have stayed in Wellington, come out with a leader tomorrow. Instead, they're going to put themselves through further bloodletting and pain going into next Tuesday, because this is all the media is going to be talking about until a new leader emerges.
Yeah, look, no doubt about it. It's all about the numbers. It doesn't matter what individuals think about the party. Every single one of those caucus members is going to be thinking, which individual come Tuesday is going to get me to keep my job? Which one is going to let me keep my job, i.e. which one is going to bring back the numbers or keep the numbers stable so that I get to keep my job? Because about 26 of them get to lose their jobs as a result of the last poll. So if that poll is what they get into the next election, goodbye list MPs and goodbye marginal blue voters. So they won't be thinking about the betterment of the party and, voters. They'll be thinking about, shit, am I going to lose my job or what?
Well, that's right. And then it comes down to probably who the three candidates are, Christopher Luxton, Mark Mitchell and Simon Bridges. Which one of those three men are going to deliver me my job or allow me to keep my job in the next 2 years? And when you run through those people just quickly, Simon Bridges, we all know Simon. He's been there before. Can he be resurrected like Lazarus with a triple bypass like John Howard over in Australia in the Liberal National Coalition government? Christopher Luxton, new boy on the block, great experience as an Air New Zealand chief executive, but this is not business anymore. Not business he's used to anyway, and he's still got his training wheels on, and he's still a young player. And then the alternative, the third spokey doke in their wheel is Mark Mitchell, and it's not as if Mark has ingratiated himself with colour and flair lately. So you've actually got an even worse situation where there is no clear leader to take on Jacinda Ardern. And to be really brutally honest about it, the government needs to be taken on. You need an effective opposition because bills and legislation is being passed in the dead of night, rushed through. There's the COVID-19 mandates that is impacting workers right across the country now. You've got the border, you've got MOQ, it is a disaster. But Labor so far have got away with that disaster. In some of the things that they've been managing purely because the opposition is not effective. So there's no one really that inspires hope, eh?
Yeah, look.
And that's why David Seymour's getting all the votes.
Yeah, see, that's the thing, you see. So we're looking at National and we're looking at ACT, and quite rightly, you know, National is no competition for the Labor government currently. Let's be honest about it here. But what people who are talking about, you know, bleeding votes or bleeding support to ACT, absolutely, that's correct. But people forget that under John Key and Bill English, those two moved the National Party very squarely to the centre. And
right.
Those far-right people moved to the centre, as much as they say they did not. They did. They moved with the centre. And so you've got to have some individual there that is a centrist to bring back those, you know, to take up that space in the middle. They don't want to be too far-right. That's not where National was back in the halcyon days of John Key. And Judith, unfortunately, tried to go that hard right, tried to do the Brash thing and move that party back to the right, move it back to what she considered to be their original roots. It didn't work. It just did not work.
That's right. It didn't. And here's the thing. Out of those three candidates, and there might be others merge over the weekend, which one of those candidates is going to move that party back to the centre? Because if you hold the centre, you've got an even shot at winning government. And the votes that have gone to ACT, they'll bleed back to National with the right leader, with the right policies and so on and so forth. And by the way, if we want to talk about implosion, let's just wait and see what happens to ACT over the next 12 months, because it's not as if they're working cohesively as a team under you know, dictator David. So you've got this, out of those three candidates, really, you've got Christopher Luxton, who could probably pull it off, but he's just not tested, and that's half the problem. So if they were to go with anyone, it looks likely they'll probably go with Simon in the interim. But then what that means is possibly if his poll numbers don't improve, then chances are before the next election, it'll be time for all of this to happen again. So they need stability. They need stability.
Yeah, look, you know, I remember back in the day, you know, when I was in the National Party caucus, and every week in our caucus meetings, you know, Bill English would get up and he'd say to us, I remember, you know, this is when Labor was going through their, you know, their sort of reshuffling and going through their internal squabbles, and, you know, and things weren't looking very good for them, and they were very, you know, ununified, you know, disharmony all over the place. Similar to what National was going through now. And Bill English would stand up every week and say, let's not make a comment about what is happening with Labor opposition, because that is where I was. That's where we were once upon a time. It is not a nice place to be. And we will, if we do not keep our eyes on the road and our foot to the pedal, we will be back there. So let us do our job now. Do not worry. Do not stray off the track. Just keep your head down and keep moving. And don't even bother to think that it is good news of what's happening to Labor, because it happened to us and it'll happen again. Every week,
That's right. Every political party will have their challenges. You know, Bill, and the sad thing is, Bill's advice was not only sage advice, but it was always the right advice. In a very mighty way, my advice to them all would be to focus on the kaupapa. Focus on the kaupapa. Head down, bum up, get on with the job. And as Shane Leti has, to be frank, and never the twain will meet, then you're going to make a contest of it. But as it stands, we're probably looking forward to the re-election of a Labor government, albeit with a slightly lower majority, or at least in coalition with the Greens, and you know, let's just see where this whole thing goes. I tell you what, but it's better than Netflix. Better than Netflix.
Yeah. Hey, thanks very much, Mr.
Tukaki,
for joining me this afternoon. Congratulations to you and your wonderful, jolly program. Get your people to ring me up, please.
I will, my friend. You take care.